Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, one of my favorite interviews of the entire year. I don't miss waking up at 3 a.m. in Arizona for Rangers spring training, but I do miss the sit-down with Rangers general manager John Daniels joining us here for opening day on Sean and RJ. Pat Doney, NBC5, in for RJ. Happy opening day, JD. How are you?
I'm great, Sean. Pat, how are you guys, man?
Great, man.
Doing well. Excited for the start of a new season. Do you have the same giddiness? What's the first thing you're going to eat? A pack of peanuts, a hot dog? I know it's jalapeno bacon in Arizona. Do you have an opening day tradition that you're going to keep following today?
You know what? I'm looking forward to taking my son out of school early and kind of strapping on and watching here at home. You know, our opening day tradition, we've been home, so I feel like the bulk of opening days. And so always kind of have the family there with me at the game and looking forward to that. But we'll instead of the ballpark, we'll switch it to the couch in the living room this morning or this afternoon.
What are your goals and expectations for this season?
Growth, you know, one word, growth. I think first, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. I mean, obviously from what we're doing with the rebuilding the farm system and then trying to add talent, and we've got this unique opportunity with the number two pick in the country and then really the second pick of every round, so we're going to add a ton of talent there. But you know, the major league level, obviously external expectations are what they are. I think that's been a little bit of a driver. Then there's like an underdog overachiever type mentality to this group when you got guys like Kiner and Joey and Kyle Gibson and guys that, you know, I've been around and believe that we can accomplish more than it's expected. So I think, listen, we need to see growth individually. We need to see it as a club. I think, you know, Woody's been pushing these guys hard. I was actually really encouraged in spring training, the attention to detail, the style of play. I think we're going to be a much better defensive club. We're going to run the bases a lot better. I think it's just going to be a much more appealing style of baseball for our fans to watch. We'll be more competitive. You know, where it ends up in the standings, and we understand, like, you know, we didn't build this team with the full expectation to go out and you know, win a World Series this year. We're getting back to that, but we've got to play better baseball, and I think this group has a lot of desire, and I expect we're going to do that.
Who are some of the other names, JD, besides Gallo, IKF, that you think fans should really pay attention to this year? Who stood out during spring training? Who are some of the other names you're really excited about for the growth?
Well, starting the outfield, obviously Joey, you know, one of the best, probably, you know, our most talented player and one of the best players in the league, two-way player. You know, we've seen in 2019 when he's fully healthy, what he's capable of offensively. You know, probably was the best outfield defender in the game. He and Mookie Betts last year. And then keep going from there. I think David Dahl really showed that, you know, he's had the injury bug in the past in Colorado. I think getting out of that environment is going to help him. He had a very good spring. You know, he's kind of challenged himself. And I think Joey and our hitting guys have helped there too. David's an aggressive swinger. He's not a guy who's going to draw 100 walks, but he's a little more of a slasher. I think he's going to be a high average guy, and he's going to do some damage as well. He's in good shape. He's an athlete, and I think him and Joey hitting towards the top of the lineup. You know, he's all-star 2 years ago. And then Leody Taveras and Eli White. You know, Taveras is kind of the 22-year-old, always been a top prospect. Eli was a college shortstop who's transitioned to center field. I really think that's his natural spot, and I think both those two guys have like gold glove type talent. So I think you're going to have a very athletic outfield, which in our ballpark is necessary. It's a big park, a big outfield with the turf. I think the ball gets out there fairly quickly. And so, you know, we think that could be a real competitive advantage for us. I think Leote's the kind of guy that, you know, there's really no ceiling, no limit to what ultimately he can become. He's still super young, only had a half season above A-ball before last year, but, you know, excited about what he can do on both sides. So I think the outfield is a real strength. Nick Solak, another guy that, you know, looking forward to watch. He'd, you know, up until last year, he'd hit at every level, high school, college, minor leagues, and then, you know, the half season he had with us in the big leagues in 2019. You know, a lot of guys, I think last year was kind of an odd season. It was kind of a start-stop. He had some, you know, really great players struggle, and Nick, you know, Nick fit in that category. He struggled some, but he's always hit. I think he's going to hit, and really like where the kind of his mindset is and how it fits on the club.
Rangers President of Baseball Operations, John Daniels, joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. John, it's not every day you wake up and the President of the United States is criticizing your organization. What was your reaction when you saw President Biden and what he said about you guys having a full capacity crowd on Monday?
Yeah, first off, I have a ton of respect for the office of the president and for President Biden himself, and not really surprised to, you know, to see that. I'm hopeful that with vaccine rollout, with you know, mask requirements at the park and you know, some level of distancing, obviously with a full crowd, you're not going to have, you know, full distancing there. I'm hopeful that provides some level of security, kind of safety from a public health standpoint. But, you know, certainly the understand when the organization made that decision, it was you know, not going to be popular with everyone. I think it's a one-time event. You know, I think after opening day, you know, reality is we're not going to be at full capacity. You know, I doubt it. You know, we are in very few seasons, you know, except for our best years. And so I do think that the opening day, the visual and the reality of having a lot of people that close together is does kind of go maybe against some of the recommendations. I'm hopeful that people are responsible and wear masks and we can, you know, enjoy a good time out. But after that, I don't see it being a regular occurrence. So, you know, again, not necessarily my area of responsibility and decision-making, but I do see it's kind of a complex issue, and I do see, you know, why the president would say what he said.
Back to the baseball aspect and putting the team on the field, you have a very important decision coming up here in just a few months, number two pick in the draft. And I'm curious, you mentioned a second ago the outfield and how important outfielders are with the big stadium and how the ballpark is playing. How much does Globe Life Field and kind of feeling like a pitcher's park play into your strategy with the number two pick in the Major League Baseball draft upcoming?
You know, I do think it'll affect some how we build the club going forward, right? I mean, I think at the old park, you know, we would have like offensive players coming off a down year that we felt were talented that might want to sign with us, and we can kind of mutually benefit from it, right? We could get a good year out of them, and they might build their value and go back out there. Mark DeRosa, Milton Bradley, you know, guys like that, Gary Matthews Jr., guys that stand out over the years that worked out with. You know, so I think that there may be those kind of opportunities on the pitching side here. Because you know, we don't have enough data to really say, like, definitively how the park's going to play. We played 30 home games last year, plus MLB had another 20 or so in the postseason. And I don't think that that's enough for us to say definitively this is how it's going to play. But it does appear somewhat anecdotally and based on the limited data we do have that it's going to, you know, tend to be more of a certainly neutral, maybe erring on the side of a pitcher-friendly park. And so, you know, we touched on the outfield. I think that's, you know, we're going to have to be more athletic there than the old park required, because I think there would be more balls in play, more chance to, you know, run down the ball in the gap. You're going to want to cut balls off in the gap, so, you know, singles don't turn into doubles, doubles don't turn into triples, things of that nature. And I think it puts a real premium on, you know, from a pitching standpoint, on, you know, you can't walk guys, because you don't want to give the other team opportunities to have base runners and generate runs that way. But, you know, as far as the number two pick in the draft, I don't see us making a decision based on, you know, the ballpark. We're going to take the best player, most talented player available right there.
Sounds like your dog has a decision.
That's right. Yeah, he's pissed about something.
John, I've always heard that you're pretty good with self-assessment and blind spots, I guess would be the car analogy. How's that dynamic been with Chris Young, number one? And what blind spots do you think he can help you with? Where you're sitting down with him, and we had him on last week, and he was raving about you and the relationship so far, and you're like, huh, okay, different perspective. I have a weakness here, and maybe he can help out there. How has it worked so far with Chris?
No, it's been good, man. I mean, CY I think we're similar in some regards as far as like our values, how we believe in treating people. We're going to be like very honest with each other, very honest with the rest of our group from a work ethic standpoint, family standpoint. There's a lot of similarities there, and our vision for, you know, getting this club back to contention and winning World Series. So there are a lot of similarities there. I think on some of the what I think makes it work and why I'm excited about it and why ultimately we hired him is like some of the areas that we contrast, right? So we're both competitive, but in different ways. So obviously CY's, you know, played at the highest level, had a chance to play in the NBA, played in the big leagues, won a World Series, All-Star game, comeback player of the year. You know, he's demonstrated that like personal discipline, kind of tenacity, the structure and sacrifice that's required for an athlete to reach the highest level. And you see it day to day. I mean, he gets it. He has perspective. He knows the spring training game is in the grand scheme of things, you know, not particularly meaningful, but I'm kind of watching him during these games, and he's competitive. You know, he's getting hot during these games. He's, you know, he's bothered by little things. And I think that leads to kind of pushed our camp a little bit. It pushed the staff, attention to detail and, you know, questioning certain things. And I think it's kind of raising awareness throughout the organization on some of the small things that I probably, you know, didn't drive enough and didn't push on enough. And so I think that push, competitive edge that he brings is really going to help there in a lot of areas. I think on the pitching side, you know, his ability to kind of dig deep, not just ability, desire to kind of dig deep and help coordinate and integrate a lot of things. We have a lot of really talented people on the system side, R&D, pitching coaches, you name it, a ton of scouts. What I think CY's going to be able to do is kind of pull it together and to have a more of an integrated pitching program instead of a lot of good kind of assets maybe not always working perfectly well together. So I think he's going to, you know, be a huge asset there. And then just in general, like, you know, he's developing relationships here, but he doesn't, you know, have those relationships to where, you know, any of them are kind of blinding. And I probably do. You know, I've been here in the organization now for going on approaching 20 years, been in this role. I don't know how it happened, but I've been in this role for a long time. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of people here very closely for a long time, and, you know, I'm not totally objective. You know, I'll be the first to admit that. And so I think bringing in CY, who is not, you know, we're not looking to come through with a wrecking ball by any stretch, but to have like an objective look and say, you know, do we have people in the right positions? Can we challenge certain people more? Are there people that need to be maybe in elevated position or a different position? Are there areas that, you know, as we go through it, we're not set up right? I think he's got a little more objective eye to look at some of those things and a critical eye, and doesn't have the, you know, the history, which can be helpful in some ways, but also can, you know, can kind of limit you, because I, like I said, I, have personal relationships with a lot of people here, and have helped kind of build some of the systems we have. And you know, we need somebody to come in and have a kind of a critical eye and say, hey, this may be an area that we need to address. And I'm excited to give him some time through the season to make those evaluations, talk them through, and then try to set ourselves up as best we can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.